Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to discuss a host of issues with Joel Skousen. He was on with us for an hour last week. I want to do most of 2 hours with him so we can have time to take your calls. I know folks are holding. We're going to cover a lot of topics with Joel and take calls interspersed throughout the extended interview with him coming up. Also, we're going to be talking about control of food supply to be handed over to Department of Homeland Security. And this is directly out of S-510. Deceptively titled the Food Safety and Modernization Act. I'm going to be talking more about that. But getting back into financial news, this is Bloomberg talking to top analysts. They say the most accurate analyst predicts that it's going to be $1,400 an ounce by the end of this year. But the most widely held future option on gold is $1,500 by December, or an 18% increase. And they go on to admit this is because the federal government has announced that they're going to allow the private Federal Reserve to start monetizing the debt. That's what happened in Weimar Republic, Germany. It's what happened in Zimbabwe. It's what's happening all over the planet. In fact, in my wallet, I've actually got a Zimbabwean note that a British media guy was here doing an interview for a magazine with me. It's in here somewhere. Here it is. And he was here, and he gave me this. In fact, I'll show folks a document cam shot of this. This is the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, and that is a $50 trillion note. And currently, this is what you need to go out and basically buy a small meal. So if you want to go into one of their restaurants and have a bowl of rice and maybe some beef stew and a glass of Pepsi, you need, is that 50 trillion or 500 trillion? 50 trillion. You need a $50 trillion note. These British reporters were actually over there doing a report on it, and they said you could buy a small meal with this. Now, this is how inflation works, and they've done it in Argentina. This is what these bankers do. They inflate the money to buy real assets while they're in control. Then they leave you holding the bag and tell you with tax money you've got to pay all this off. Just like Obama has spent more than all presidents before him combined, as bad as George W. Bush was, as you go towards the end of this, it accelerates. And I've got other financial news. Again, Ron Paul saying, where's the missing gold? India's growth rate is 8.8 as our growth rate stalls at 1.6. Homeless up 50% in New York City. Wealthy lawmakers increase their riches as economy sputtered in 09. They're getting rich off your misery. In closing, Ted, you've got gold that you bought when it was $50 to $70 under what the market is. You're not raising prices. Folks cannot beat these deals. Not just calling and getting a free international forecaster for a year. That's a great deal. People should be buying a lot more than one gold coin or some junk silver. You've got it all there right now. Quickly, tell folks the coins and the toll-free number.
Yeah, again, it's the franc at $270. It's the British sovereign at $340. The bags of junk silver obviously are a great buy. The Walking Liberty halves at $9.75 each. The 800 number here is 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. If nothing else, read that CBO document, man. That is like just, that tells the story right there. We need 4,000 more regulators to cover this S-510 that you just mentioned a little bit earlier. That's going to cost us billions of dollars that the United States don't have. What do you think gold's going to do?
Well, look, I only promote what I believe in. Private property, Second Amendment, gold, family, everything that humanity's always known is as good as gold. 800-686-2237. You are insane if you don't get into gold and silver right now, because this deal is good.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You're next. That from the original Body Snatcher back in the 1950s. And no, we're not saying aliens are real or pod people are coming to get us. But that's the feeling I have a lot. when I'm reading a Rockefeller Foundation document about how they did develop vaccines where it's a tetanus pathogen with a female hormone added to it to sterilize the woman from 1968, and we link to those at InfoWars.com on the Rockefeller Foundation website. They're proud of this. And then I've got mainstream news articles from the 90s where the UN was caught sterilizing women with these vaccines. And then I get John P. Holdren's book, The White House Science Czar, about drugging the water supply. And then we discover they're already testing it. And you tell people this, and it sounds crazy. Just like 15 years ago when I got secret documents from a nurse that all children at birth had their blood taken for a secret eugenics database. That's now declassified last 2 years. There is a giant secret overarching program run by what the establishment calls the scientific dictatorship. The final revolution to end the family, to remake man in an image of their choosing. Now, I got a lot of subjects I want to discuss in the next hour and 50 minutes with Joel Skousen. We also have loaded phone lines, and he can talk on any issue. It's been many years since I had him on, and I had him on last week. It had been many years since he'd been on when I had him on last week, and I wanted to have him on for an extended interview to cover a bunch of issues quickly, to get his take, his view, because it's thought-provoking and insightful on a host of issues, and to also take your comments or questions at 1-800-259-9231. And so he was on with us a few weeks ago. He is back with us today. And, of course, he is the editor of World Affairs Brief. He, of course, is the nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote two best-selling books exposing the whole globalist system, the whole New World Order system, that was really a seminal work that led to None Dare Call a Conspiracy and many others. He's, of course, served as a fighter pilot for the U.S. Marine Corps during Vietnam, and, of course, has also been a writer and researcher speaking widely around the United States and the world, very accurately exposing the globalist agenda. And worldaffairsbrief.com is his website, and he joins us now. Joel, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be with you. I must say I was surprised at the overwhelming response I was getting at World Affairs Brief after our interview. It just seems like people are hungry to make sense of some of these contradictions that are out there. There's just an awful lot of disinformation, a lot of problem in our nation floating on the web, and people listen, I think, to your show to get some understanding about that.
Well, we have a wide spectrum of guests and ideas here, but at the end of the day, we've been pretty accurate about forecasting where society's going, and I concur with much of your analysis and breakdown of society. I want to move through a lot of news with you today, but last time you were on, we ran out of time getting into one section of a World Affairs Brief you did a month or two ago, dealing with the dark side of law enforcement and the military and how Iraq and Afghanistan were being used as laboratories to find people that will do bad things. The majority of our military and police are great people. I meet them all the time. I run into them. Literally every time a police car drives by when I'm walking my dog or I'm in a coffee shop or walk out of a restaurant and police come over and they're oath keepers, they're patriots. They would laugh at us 10 years ago, but they heard us talk about this stuff. And now 10 years later, they've seen it all come true. So they're really paying attention now. So I know they're good men and women, but for every 10 good officers, they find that sociopath, that psychopath, that control freak who's attracted to power, and they recruit them. And I've been aware of this from my own research and also studying other authoritarian systems like the Nazis and others and the communists. But you say you've got a lot of sources and have done some of your own research on it. So I'd like you to spend the balance of this segment on that. Then we'll spend a segment on whatever issue you think is most important. And then I've got a bunch of questions I want to throw at you on a laundry list of issues and then phone calls, Joel.
Great. You're referring to my article commenting on Top Secret America, the hidden world growing beyond control, the Washington Post put out. And as I point out, you know, whenever a shill for the government puts out a supposed expose about government, it's a cover, it's a diversion. Because what they will reveal will be enticing, will be interesting, and they do drop a few secrets here and there, nothing harmful to the system. But what was totally missing from this whole eight-part series on Top Secret America was anything of substance about what is being done in secret, the difference between what I call the white side of government and the black side. And increasingly, what's been happening in the United States is the black side has been growing by leaps and bounds. And just to recap for your listeners, in every law enforcement agency of the United States federal government, whether it is the DEA, the CIA, the FBI, the INS, ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, there are good guys, white side people, the type of people that you were mentioning and talking about, the type of people we expect to be in there. And they still recruit for that side specifically. They like to recruit a lot of Mormons, for example, who have been returned missionaries, clean cut. They make good, naive government supporters. They come into the CIA and the FBI, and they make good believers because they're taught religiously to support their government and to support law and order. But, you know, that could be a fault when you refuse to see what you see and what happens in government. And so there's an increasingly active dark side of every organization. And I'm convinced now, Alex, that the dark side of government, because of the increase in the use of private military contractors to breed and cull out and to recruit unprincipled people, has grown to be larger than the white side on every one of these organizations now. And that's a scary thought. They're bigger than the white side now. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to hide the activities of dark side. Now, that's one of the reasons why I think Top Secret America was written, was to hide behind the excuse of overgrowth, overcomplexity, over 2,000 private military contractors dealing with hundreds of federal agencies, some of them with no names that we don't understand that are hidden behind multiple layers in the government. But I'm convinced this whole thing is a charade to make sure that people have an excuse to be able to write this off as, well, we can't understand it, it's just too complex now. And that was the purpose of the Washington Post article.
Well, they say 854,000 spies, but if you look at InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, the Protestants, the Catholics, the Mormons, the rabbis, they have all, as part of a nine-year-old program now, been infiltrated and taught when the martial law comes, tell them go to the FEMA camps. I mean, this is in the documents that we got 3 years before it was mainstream news. Then they had mainstream newscasts with preachers going, yes, during martial law, the enemy of the government is the people, not the people are the government, and the government serves them in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so there is this giant complex of control. And even though a lot of it's been secret, we've gotten a lot of the different pieces of it from good people inside government, and then later the establishment comes out and kind of hides it in plain view and puts their own spin on it. But this isn't the American way. This is more like the East Germans to have, you know, secretly controlling the churches and recruiting executives to serve as spies. And then you look at the architecture, Joel, the whole thing is pointed at gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, as the MIAC and Homeland Security reports show. None of it is pointed, except for PR purposes on the surface, at Muslims, at Al-Qaeda's.
Absolutely correct. One of the things we have to understand, however, is that this program of integrating naive church people into the system is informal at best. It is not knit together in a closed, completely numbered call 123 and this is guaranteed to happen. They're heading that way in the future, but we're actually quite a long way off from that. They're still in the building process of seeing who can be snookered into supporting these without having any warning signals go up. And it isn't uniform. You can't make the case, for example, that all the fundamentalist Christian leaders or Protestant leaders are into this. It's only a small percentage.
No, exactly. It's a beta test to then see who will take the bait, who will go along with it, and to find out who sees it and who resists it.
Exactly.
Joel, stay there. Let's keep talking about that and finish your comments. It's very astute, and we want to get more of your views on this than a host of other issues. With Joel Skousen, I'm Alex Jones.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone.
Okay, Joel.
Actor out alone.
It's key what you said here, though, because that's what they're doing. That's how I got this from preachers, is they tell the preachers, hey, would you like to get some federal funding to just be on the lookout for Al-Qaeda? They have the same program for truck drivers and people in critical infrastructure or InfraGuard. And you come down, the FBI pays for it, puts you in a hotel for the weekend. The first 10 minutes, they show Al-Qaeda training videos. Then they cut to, is your neighbor spanking their kid? Do you smell marijuana? you know, is this person a patriot? I mean, we've gotten footage that people shot at these meetings. And the founding fathers were terrorists. I mean, I actually have video of this. And so they find out who buys into it. So 90% leave disgusted, but they find the 10% that either like the tyranny or are gullible. But as you said, just like it took them decades to make the dark side as big or bigger than the light side, now they're trying to take over any area of influence and convert it to the dark side. How long till they convert?
Well, this is awfully hard to document because, as I say, there is a great deal of signing documents saying that you won't reveal anything about what you're shown at these presentations. So it's very difficult to get people to talk. I can tell you that psychologically, they're really playing up in Christianity by making it a beleaguered profession or a beleaguered religion so that they induce people to want to get the protection of government. That's how they've duped in an awful lot of what used to be very, very conservative religious people, whether it was Falwell or Dobson or many of those other people, got them to buy into supporting the Republican establishment, even though they were being betrayed by the Republican establishment during the Bush year. It was that elicitation of the concept that you can be mainstream, you can be protected, we won't criticize you, we'll give you good press, we'll make sure that good articles are written on you in Time and Newsweek, and that's what they got, good press. And believe me, a lot of those people, because the our true side, as you know, Alex, has very, very limited funding, and everybody's looking out for, and they find out when you take a hardline stand that your funding kind of dries up. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really skeptical of what happens to the Tea Party when you have big dollar people come in and start to finance things within the Tea Parties. We find out they're not on our side. It's foreign money coming in. It's money from the establishment trying to take over things. And that's what's happened in our religious views as well. But I can't tell you, in answer to your question, how far they've got along. I do know that they're making steady progress, and they're converting one person at a time, and it's just like that in the private military contractor regime. They're going through a sifting process. That's why this is not about to end. The story about Karzai threatening to throw out private military contractors within 4 months in Afghanistan, I can guarantee you, will not happen. Absolutely will not happen. Whether or not he's even being sincere in saying this, I'm not sure, because he may be doing it to protect his own survival within Afghanistan, which is growing in hatred against the sabotage of private military contractors. He even mentioned on one of the news shows that they've been involved in terrorism, and that's they're basically acting as a cover for the dark side of the CIA activities, who do control their own set of terrorists for conflict creation. And the private military contractors are increasingly taking those roles. Because when they use military to people to do it, they have too many whistleblowers.
Yeah, let's not move. Exactly. It gives another membrane of deniability. But you just mentioned something key. Contractors staging their own terror attacks. They've caught British SAS operating as contractors and others dressed up as Muslims attacking our installations. And that's the reports that come out again and again and again. If you've got $1 trillion a year global war machine, of course it's going to create the enemy. And if it has to, stage its own attacks as a pretext to continue that war of global domination.
Well, as we've talked about in our last interview, I think the motive is not simply the industrial military complex in gaining more riches and making people more. That's always an inducement, to be sure, but it's not the main goal. I think the main goal is to create constant warfare for the purpose of rearranging the chess pieces on the world chessboard of governments and working towards a new world order government. I know you agree with that. We mustn't lose sight of the fact that these more ethereal goals about creating conflict for the purpose of even larger wars and rearranging governments on the space of the world is what they're really after.
All right, Joel, stay there. Long segment coming up. Let's continue to break this down, take phone calls, get into a host of subjects. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I got a lot of questions I want to throw at Joel Skousen just to get his view on the mosque situation at Ground Zero, the Bloomberg saying that most analysts agree that gold's going to be $1,500 an ounce by December, what's happening with our economy, but also bigger issues like what are they getting the chessboard ready for? If the globalists could have everything they wanted now, what type of world would they build from his research? What is their end game? I mean, I know what their end game is, but I want to get his perspective on that. I mean, I've got it right here from the UN. It's global population reduction and the end of humanity as we know it. A total control freak wonderland where you've got basically a genetically engineered suboid servant class serving the global controllers. But we'll get Joel Skousen's take on that. And, yeah, it sounds like science fiction. It's the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. This has been their plan for at least 100 years. Before we go back to Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, I wanted to let folks know this is the most popular special we've ever done. We're offering five films for $9.95. Five of my documentary films, well, one of the films is one I consulted on, but the point is it exposes the phony drug war, how weed won the West. But Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, American Dictators, Shattering the Left-Right Paradigm, Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, my interview with Aaron Russo, it's a documentary, Fabled Enemies, Exposing the Synthetic Stage Terror of 9/11, excellent Jason Berman's film, and How We've Won the West, $9.95, and this special will end next week. So if you want to take advantage of it, Infowars.com. We got a bunch of other specials where you buy one of Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracies, and you get a free film of your choice, including The Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic. We've got a bunch of deals where you buy two of our latest DVDs, get one free. We've got deals where you can get T-shirts for $5.95. The things cost me at least $5. I just want to get these information warfare weapons out to people. Nothing is waking folks up like these documentaries. And of those five, I think the most powerful is Terror Storm. You're talking about more than 10 hours of powerful footage, $9.95, Infowars.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And thank you for your purchase of the books, the films, the T-shirts. We couldn't have this radio broadcast without you. Thank you for all of you out there that have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. Again, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. But this is the best deal we've ever offered. Five films, $9.95. That's basically at cost. I think we've done the math. We make about – no, that's not true because I had to pay $6 a piece for that Weed Won the West. I actually lose money on this. I'm sorry. I was counting it as one of my films, like $1.50 a piece or so. So the point is I'm losing money on this. I just want to get them out to people. $9.95, Infowars.com. Okay, going back to Joel Skousen, great analyst and researcher, finish up with the point you were making before the break, and then whatever you think is most important today. Then I want to take some phone calls, and when we start the next hour, I'll continue with calls, but I've got a laundry list of questions that I want to go over with you today, Joel Skousen. But what is most concerning you right now? What do you think is most important right now? It sounds like, going to break, you were hinting the co-opting of the Tea Party, which we know was founded by the Ron Paul movement. He wrote an editorial that was published yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com, saying that the Republicans are controlled by the very same globalists, where they have better rhetoric, they are the same people, and basically warning that Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck are bad news and that they're not really giving people the truth. But Joel Skousen, what do you think is most important?
Before I go into some of those big picture items, and it's very true, the co-opting of the resistance movement is the most important criteria for them right now. And I'll explain, I think, how they're doing that. But before we leave the secret America thing, I really want to take a few minutes to give some very good specifics to your audience about how they recruit people, how they operate within the dark side, how they get people to cross over from the white side to the dark side. Because I think this is fascinating to people, and they need to understand this when their children go into the military or when they naively go in to work for the FBI or the CIA or the DEA, how this process happens. Oftentimes we stay too general, and I want to give some specifics before we go on. I once had a friend of mine who happened to be a Mormon. A lot of Mormons are recruited into the CIA and the FBI because they've got that clean-cut image, and they are very pro-American. They are very patriotic. Well, he got assigned overseas because a lot of Mormon returned missionaries have these language skills. They speak all the languages of the world, and that's why they're very anxious to get him into the CIA. So he got assigned overseas, and he was at a hotel one night, and it got a knock on the door, and there was a very good-looking woman, and she was there to offer her services. And he said, no, I don't do that kind of thing. I'm not interested. She said, no, it's okay. It's already paid for. And he said, well, paid for by who? And he said, by the company, your agency. And he was kind of shocked. He says, come on, And he said, no, it's all paid for, Can I come in? And he said, no. They shut the door on it. Well, the next morning, he talked to some of his other cohorts, and they'd all had similar knocks on the door. And most of them had accepted. And he said from that time on, his career went nowhere. Yeah, he could still stay in the CIA, but he was not getting promoted. He was not, in fact, he was hinted at in his annual review and said, well, you know, you're just going to kind of stay at the same level.
And that was only the first test. And then we see Skull and Bones that founded CIA, homosexual type activity. And at Bohemian Grove, Nixon wouldn't partake, but he told Harper's Magazine that basically to get involved in California politics, you got to go in there and have gay sex. And so if he would have had sex with that, you know, number 10 hooker, and I've never been in an intelligence agency, but I've had them send beautiful hookers at me, same deal, repeatedly. But side issue, the point is, then if you accept that, it gets worse and worse. Serpico, of course, the New York City narcotics detective, it was, hey, take this free diamond necklace. Give it to your girlfriend. No, I'm not going to take it. And his partner slammed the brakes on and said, well, you're not going to be part of this team? But Joel, please continue.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at is that there are ways which there's a corruption is always the issue. They've got to make sure that you're morally corruptible because they do not want – they like to have people who have a clean-cut appearance who can fool other people, but they want to make sure that they're corruptible. And that's why in the military, a lot of the CIA now recruiters are military officers. They basically are taken aside by the CIA and say, hey, you've done really well. We want you to recruit for us. They don't even have to be corrupt themselves, but they usually are. But generally speaking, they're meant to look out and taught how to psychologically profile people that they want to bring in undercover under the CIA. That's how Timothy McVeigh got recruited. It's very interesting that Timothy McVeigh, I'll tell the specific incident, that he was in the military. He was really doing well. He had a lot of good reports. He was very people's-oriented. He had a good leadership report. He got recruited into the CIA by one of his officers. And what they do, it's just like CIA sheep-dipping people or culling them out of the service. They go to work for someone in the private sector. And in this case, but they're always missing for about a year or two. Timothy McVeigh was missing. He had no contact with his family for over a year. And when he finally surfaced to show up to take a job at various private security companies, and the CIA has a lot of operators that deal with private security companies like Wackenhut and others that are essentially CIA fronts. That's how they get their agents and work their deals in the prison. That's how they put the screws on people in prisons because they can essentially, get things done through these private agencies. But he went to, and all of a sudden his modus operandi changed. His report said that he couldn't be trusted to deal with other people. He'd fly off at the handle. He was very argumentative. If you gave him a specific assignment, yeah, stand guard at this particular door, he'd do that just fine. But he was incapable of thinking for himself anymore. He had to be told everything. Now, that's a complete variance to what his record was in the military before he was recruited out. Now, some people suspect that during this two-year period, be people that are being trained to do a suicide attack or something like he did at the Oklahoma City bombing, go into some form of drug therapy, mind control, and other things. Now, as I've studied the mind control issue, Alex, I don't believe they can take normal people and change them against their will. But they can take corruptible people under the influence of drugs and severe hostile-type training and destabilize them to the point where they make them extremely subjective to hypnosis and to demands of leadership and control.
Well, sure, but we know that Jolly and West, the number two mind control doctor under Ewing Cameron, who was even in the MKUltra congressional hearings, was with him from the time he was arrested till the time he was executed. And nobody in the mainstream media said, why is a top mind control doctor, McVeigh's psychiatrist? And you would watch him on the news. He was bombed out of his mind. I mean, I'm not a cop who's an expert on somebody on drugs, but you can look at somebody when their eyes are glassy and they're clearly on drugs. I mean, McVeigh in those 60-minute interviews looked like a drug head versus people that were near him in the jails And I've interviewed some of them, and McVeigh was like, look, I was recruited into the CIA. We know he was videotaped at a demolitions base a year and a half after he was supposedly out. We know that's confirmed. Of course, Terry Nichols has now signed a sworn affidavit that McVeigh said he was being set up. So instead of just mind control, clearly mind control and drugged, so he's incoherent once they've caught him, but he thought he was part of a larger operation to set up the white supremacist Southern Poverty Law Center run, it came out in federal documents, and that he was being set up. And clearly he was then finally set up. So it's kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald, who we now know was admitted CIA.
Right, and set up. But look at the pattern here. John Hinckley, the assassin of Ronald Reagan, disappeared for 2 years. His parents didn't know where he was. He surfaced only once, and that was to fulfill an appointment with a psychiatrist to set up his bona fides as someone who had mental problems, which provided his defense.
And he was World Vision, and so was the guy that shot, the famous Beatle. John Lennon.
John Lennon, right.
And they love to use missionary fronts as mind control camps because it's overseas.
That's right. I mean, even going back to Jack Anderson, the follow-on yellow journalist after Drew Pearson, Jack Anderson came home as a Mormon missionary, disappeared for 2 years, surfaced in China, of all places, didn't speak Chinese, but surfaced in China, had undergone language training, and then suddenly came out and went into the journalistic world working for Drew Pearson. Well, the guy was never active as a Mormon again. He had lost his principles. He was immoral. He had all these, bad habits. But how do you just disappear, come out of China, and then go work for Drew Pearson in a major Washington merry-go-round scenario? It's very interesting that later on in his life, he kind of had a bout of repentance that he told Howard Ruff, started to, get to him about, I've got to change. I've been in the black side for so many years. I've got to get out of this. I'm going to get killed. And kind of had a mea culpa moment. And unfortunately, he never got out, even though he tried to turn around and tried to leave the dark side. He never told tales about how he got to where he was and who was controlling him during the period, who was feeding him information from the left when he was sabotaging Anastasio Somoza in Nicaragua and doing the hatchet job that people like, these special reporters that work for the CIA do, as Drew Pearson used to do. He did a hatchet job on General Patton. He was the one who revealed the slapping incident. Come to find out, of course, Paul S. Allen, his partner in Washington merry-go-round, used to be on the staff of General Patton. And he is suspected of having leaked the information to Pearson. And that's how John Paul S. Allen got into league with Pearson later on after Patton was killed. They did a hatchet job on Forrestal, the admiral, who was like MacArthur, trying to have a strong defense against Truman's sabotage. Forrestal ended up being thrown out of a window at Bethesda Naval Hospital and ruled a suicide. I mean, the dark stuff in this government is just incredible. What we know is just the tip of the iceberg.
And now we know it's a giant submerged iceberg, and I agree with you that they've converted more than half of the people in these private and public bureaucracies into the dark side where they're compromised, and that's why I speak to them so often on air. And I point out, look, you're going to be destroyed at the end of this. And in every case in history, when these tyrannies fully come to power, which the system's attempting to do right now, the first group they wipe out are the people that brought them to power, because you know where the bodies are buried and you understand how to overthrow them. And so you are in more danger than somebody who's on the light side, who's actually fighting the dark side. But once you've ever taken anything from the dark side, they then see it that they own you. It's almost like a spiritual principle. And I've seen more and more historians talk about this. I've experienced it. I have never done anything on the dark side. I have never compromised in any way. And it's almost like the globalists will demonize you and try to stop you, but they a lot of times don't physically come after you. I've seen them, though, really go after their minions if they ever try to wake up.
It's really true. They are disposable, and I really If any of those people are listening, I mean, there's hundreds of people out there who are demolition experts that put charges in the World Trade Center. There are hundreds and thousands of people who worked on underground military bases and other special prison camps that built these facilities. And believe me, it's amazing how well they keep the secret of what they're doing. Think of the Greenbrier and the underground bunker system that was built there. And literally, they had hundreds and hundreds of workers building this very interesting underground bunker system, and the word simply did not leak out. It was just incredible how they did. But we need whistleblowers to come forth. That's the reason, Alex, that they've gone to private military contractors rather than people in the military. They did it all through the 80s of trying to swear military people to secrecy, people who flew drugs in their helicopters down to South America during the Iran-Contra thing, who flew it back to Maine, Arkansas. One of them having an open mic when Bill Clinton was on board and talking about how much money he was getting from, you know, the Arkansas bond fund and his relationship with the CIA. And he had an open mic, didn't realize the pilots were hearing it. And, of course, the pilots had to be threatened to death to keep the secret. And they eventually leaked things out. We need more leakers, if anybody's listening.
Stay there. Let's come back and take calls. Then we'll get back into leakers and how we can bring this system down. Joel Scalzo is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. WorldOfPrayersBrief.com. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Joel Scalzo, World Affairs Brief, is our guest, and we're going to be going to your phone calls here. I've got a bunch of other questions that I want to get Joel's expert take on. But I do, before he leaves us, so remind me if I forget, Joel, sometime in the next hour, let's get back into your ideas of how to get contractors or government people to safely be able to blow the whistle. Because they can have them sign agreements or whatever. There's no Nuremberg defense of just following orders, as you know. But they're fully aware of the fact that they're under surveillance. And they've got watchers watching the watchers. And that's why they spend, what, $500, $600, $700 billion on budget for black ops a year, $1 trillion plus on defense. A lot of it is economic saboteurs, spying on other corporations, then giving it to the Chinese. This is the globalist model. Bring the American people under control. So we'll talk more about that. But Jason, Michael, Paul, Christopher, Kenneth, you've been holding patiently. We're going to start getting to your calls right now. Jason in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I think whatever religion or belief, we all need to pray every day for you and our country and the world, and even pray for our enemies, because by praying for our enemies, we like dump, it says in the Bible, like hot coals on our head. And I believe they believe in a spirit world. And I believe there's power in prayer. And I believe for every demon, there's two angels. And also believe that we shouldn't fear them, because it keeps us kind of in a lower state. And I believe we're all energy. And I also believe that people should go to town meetings and fight for clean water and rights to be able to have a yard sale or build a shed or whatever. And I believe that we should, like, contact store manufacturers and stuff and tell them to, you know, get good foods on the shelves. And
well, Jason, I appreciate your call. I want to get Joel's take on that, but you just raised a bunch of issues. They're trying to pass state laws. They have passed federal laws with multi-million dollar fines for garage sales. That's AP. They are SWAT teaming people selling vegetables on the side of the road. They are doing everything they can to train us to be slaves and to train the police that it's normal for them to treat us like slaves. And I do agree with you that just getting out and being heard and saying no to what's happening is a large part of defeating the system. Joel?
Things about prayer, I think we do need the Lord's help. I am not one of those believers, however, that you can simply pray that the Lord will make evil control people good. He will not interfere with their free agency to choose. They have chosen the evil side. I pray most vociferously to try to get good people to wake up and to be able to see wolves in sheep's clothing. But I don't think we can simply pray for everything. We have to pray in an inspired manner. We have to listen to the will of the Lord about what's appropriate to pray for and be guided by that.
Joel, how do you deal with it psychologically or spiritually? Because one philosopher said, when you stare into the abyss, be careful you don't become the abyss. Or someone else said, I forget who, that when you dance with the devil doesn't change, he changes you. Just studying this every day and learning about the enemy and learning about their mind, I've gotten to the point, I've always been disgusted by it, but now it just gets worse and worse. As I learn how they operate and what they think and get inside their heads and can see what they're seeing, think what they're thinking, it really, really gets to me. How do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, I think you have to realize that you can't let it get to you. You can't let it bother you. We have to do what we can do, and I don't try, for example, to change people who I feel resistance from. I work with people who I sense that they feel that something's wrong.
Stay there. Let's come back in 1 minute. Stay there. We got to come back in 70 seconds, finish up that point, then we're going to continue with your phone calls. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.